cigarette, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H, and Cool cigarette, spelled K-O-O-L,
the only cigarettes that give you valuable premiums, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Vogue, and Tommy Dorsey, that sentimental gentleman of swing and his band. And their opening number tonight is a new arrangement of an old favorite, I Never Knew. Edith Wright will sing.
Get ready to enjoy the Baron. First, let's light a Raleigh, folks. It has a superior flavor to other cigarettes because it's a special blend of choice Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Raleighs cost no more than other popular priced brands, and you have a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you prefer a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, try Cool. They're so mildly mentholated you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness. Yet each puff is soothing to your throat.
Only Raleigh and Cool cigarettes carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Smoke union-made Raleighs or Cools for real enjoyment. And for a dividend of premiums, save those coupons. You know, the Baron got so upset last week over Boris, the crazy Russian, that he had to consult his Chicago nerve specialist. Tonight we find him returning, and here they are aboard the train. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
And Charlie.
What is it?
You know that specialist says I have a perfect American body.
What does he mean, a perfect American body?
Well, my skin is white.
Yeah.
My blood is red.
Yeah.
And my veins are blue.
Oh, I see.
But my constitution can stand a few amendments.
Oh, and he charged you $1,000 for that patriotic diagnosis?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I told him to send the bill to Congress.
Well, at least your mind's all right.
Yeah, I'd be okay, Charlie, if I didn't worry about my radio program.
Oh, nonsense. You're one of the biggest hits on the air.
I know.
Willie, come back here. Hey, stick him up. I'm a J-man.
Well, hello, little stick hopper. And do you know who I am?
Now, who are you?
Don't come back here this instant, I'll hit you. I'll make you listen to that awful Baron Munchausen program tonight.
Come on, forget it, Baron. Look out the window. Enjoy the scenery.
Your papers, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks. Say, Baron, get the porter into conversation. I'll bet he's heard you and love you.
Yeah. Oh, porter, is my berth made up?
No, sir.
No, why not?
Well, after hearing you on the air, I thought you made up your own bunk.
Yeah.
Bunk? We'd better read the papers, Baron. Oh, look here. A man just left $1 million to a woman who refused to marry him.
That's what I call gratitude.
Yes.
See here.
What?
The advertising, you see, the advertising violins that wouldn't play music.
Violins that wouldn't play?
No.
What does the ad say?
Well, here it is.
What?
Violins, $5.
Yeah?
No strings attached.
No strings attached. Say, it looks as though the New York burlesque is finished, doesn't
it? Yeah, you know something? Proving the reformers are in politics.
Oh, how so?
Well, they're against the New Deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The New Deal, I get it.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
You understand?
Well, it says here, too, if the theaters do reopen, they'll have to take out insurance on all the girls.
Sure. They'll have to be fully covered.
Yeah, fully covered, huh? That's very cute.
Yeah, and the first show, you know something? The first show will be Bad the Sailor.
No, 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 not Bad the Sailor. You mean Sinbad the Sailor. Sinbad.
No, Charlie, just Bad.
What?
They'll have to leave the Zin out.
Oh, you seem to know a lot about burlesque.
I should.
Yeah?
I get shaved by a burlesque barber.
The what?
Yeah, he always keeps me waiting 10 minutes while he strops the razor.
Strops? Well, how does that make him a burlesque barber?
He gives me a strop tee.
A strop tee? A strop tee, eh? Oh, and say, what's this big shake-up they've been having out in Hollywood?
Big shake-up?
Oh, big shake-up.
Oh! Maybe Garbo put a foot down, huh? Could be.
No. It's some kind of a strike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The fellas who were taking Sheen Harlow's picture in a bathing suit.
Yeah? What happened to them?
They struck for longer hours.
Oh, I see. Well, she is a gorgeous girl, though.
Gorgeous? Mm. That's nothing. At that Hollywood party, she got first prize.
You got the first prize?
The first prize!
What was it?
They gave her a moving picture. They gave her a moving picture fur piece.
A moving picture fur piece?
Yes.
Well, what kind of a fur piece is that?
A 20th century fox.
The 20th century fox.
Yeah, you know something?
What?
And Jimmy Durante got a book.
Well, why a book?
Why? The only thing he can study his nose.
That's some joke.
Some schnodder.
Yeah, that's right, too.
You know something?
What?
That's the night the doctor disappeared.
Yeah?
Dropped right out of sight.
At the party?
Yeah.
Well, what was the doctor doing when he disappeared?
It's funny.
Well, come on, tell me about it.
Martha Ray had a sore throat.
Yeah?
And he was just reaching inside to paint it.
Oh, he got...
And it fell in there, you know?
Weren't
you... I explained
well,
him
well, don't explain it. Let me go. And weren't you at the circus party that broke up in a panic?
Yeah, I must tell you that.
Tell me about it.
You know, the circus people all had to bring their paraphernalia.
The paraphernalia?
Yes, that's a big word.
Oh, it certainly is.
And don't say nothing now. The clowns brought their tricks. The strong man brought his weight on dumbbells.
Yeah.
And the fellow with the plain fleece.
Yeah.
He brought his sleeves along.
Well, what in the world caused the panic?
Some darn fool invited Clyde Beatty.
Oh, yeah, with an eye.
With his trombone, Tommy Dorsey playing his famous arrangement of Marie. Well, Well, the train arrived safely, and we found the Baron and Charlie driving out to the Baron's summer home on Long Island.
Oh, now for a surprise, Baron. You know, poor Boris is trying to get back in your good graces again. So he has everyone on our program out here now, giving your house a spring cleaning and dolling it up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you like the way it was last summer?
Yeah, all but the fixtures.
What fixtures?
My wife's relative.
Oh, yeah, the fixtures. Hey, I almost went by it. Here it is.
Charlie, this is my house?
Oh, yes, and there's Tommy Dorsey up on a scaffold painting it.
But wait, look. He's painting it pink with black polka dots.
Yes.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy. No polka dots.
Did you always say you wanted a period home?
Yeah.
Well, these black spots are the period.
Oh, my goodness.
Period home. Those are the period.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
What?
Morton Bowe is plowing up my front lawn.
Oh, Jenny.
Morton, what have you done to my lawn?
I just planted it with corn and potatoes. Your flower beds are pretty, but you can't eat flowers. Get up, Jenny.
Charlie, Boris. For goodness sake, run faster.
All right, I'm with you.
Look at Boris with the hatchet.
Yeah.
He's chopping off my front porch.
Oh, yes.
Boris, could you stop it, will you?
Aha, Baron, welcome.
Boris, why have you chopped the porch off my house?
Oh, it should be nice and cozy for you. This will make enough kindling wood to take its chill off.
What?
Oh, Chitonia. Chitonia.
Yes?
The present for the Baron.
Right here, darling. This beautiful canary bird.
But that's a one-legged canary. Look at that. He's only got one leg.
Well, what do you want? A singer or a dancer?
Yeah.
Say, Baron. Come on. We better hurry up and get inside. Come on.
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, just see this light, boy. I'm washing the windows, but they certainly don't fit very well in this washing machine.
My goodness, they live in. They're not house cleaners.
No.
They're house wreckers. That's what they are.
Oh, hello, Baron. How's this for a job of paper hanging?
Oh, say, it's Paul Stewart, and he's repapered the whole house for you.
Yeah. Paul, please, tell me something. What are all those big bumps on the walls?
What bumps?
There.
Well, can you beat that? I forgot to take down the pictures.
Where? Listen, Paul, where's my wife? Isn't she here?
Well, she was, you know, and there's a mystery.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her since we rolled up the carpet.
Oh. Well, that's the first laugh I've had since I got here.
I'm going out and beat this Persian rug.
Yeah, but be careful, little Boris. That Persian rug is worth $5,000.
Don't worry, I'll only tap it gently.
Well, I hope they haven't hurt your stuffed animals. Where can I put this cute lion?
The cute lion?
Yeah.
Better put it in the script.
Yes, sir.
Bottle post, Baron Munchausen.
It's a goat.
Another present from Boris. He said it would save you buying a wastebasket.
Charlie, I tell you something. I tell you that Russian is nuts.
Well, Baron, I just cleaned out your pantry.
250, 260. I just cleaned out your safe.
They just cleaned out my cellar.
I can see that.
Here, Baron, a beautiful piece of lace.
Lace?
Yeah.
Boris, I thought you were beating that $5,000 rock.
This is the rock. I didn't know my strength.
Oh, what's that? Look,
what?
They're carrying a man up from the cellar.
Water. I'm dying of thirst.
Quick, Charlie, quick.
What?
Show him a package of Raleigh.
Well, what good will showing this pack of Raleigh's do? The man is dying of thirst.
Well, looking at a pack of Raleigh's will make his mouth water.
Oh, make his mouth water.
He's on
the
plug. Yes. All right.
Tell me, who is this man?
What?
Who is this man?
He's the mysterious X.
The mysterious X who?
The mysterious X who's to mention the predator.
Oh, that's not so bad as that. Oh, look, it's Tommy Dorsey. He's coming through the skylight.
Tommy.
Ooh.
Tommy. Did you fall down?
No, Baron, I walked down. But if you ever try it, look out for that first step. It's a corker.
Charlie, let's get out of this madhouse.
Okay.
Look, Baron, look. I just painted the front door.
But, Boris, you painted the front door, but you made the door too dark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I only had dark paint. Forgive me.
Forgive you nothing. Now, listen.
What?
Take your paint and get out and...
And what?
Never darken my door again.
The golden voice of our singing star, Morton Bow, and the song is Delia.
There once was a Delia, a witch of the wood. A hunter beheld her alone as she stood. The spell of her beauty upon him was laid. He looked and he longed for a magical maid. For a sudden tremor ran right through the love-bewildered man, and he sighed as a hapless lover can. Ophelia, the witch of the wood, would I not die for you, dear, if I could? Ophelia, Ophelia, my love and my bride, softly and sadly. Ophelia, the witch of the wood, would I not die for you, dear, if I could? Ophelia, Ophelia, my love and my bride, softly and sadly.
Well, at last, the house is in ship-shape order, and the famous Munchausen Drama Guild is ready to enact the Baron's own version of the private life of Christopher Columbus.
All right, I got my part.
All right, everybody got your part? Forrest will do the sound effects again.
Okay.
Kay Renwick will play Isabella, and Charlie, you play the King of Spain.
Thank you.
Who did the trumpeting?
I did. I'm the royal bugler.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you something. When Charlie plays the king, don't you trumpet.
Oh. Baron. Baron, tell me.
I don't like that.
Oh, that's awful.
Is
that a sample of the jokes?
That's one of the good ones.
Oh, well, say, would anyone care to play my part? I'm not feeling so well tonight.
Oh, you don't like it?
No.
Huh? Well, quiet. All right now. All right. Now we are in Spain. Tommy, a little music for Spain. No, Tommy. That ain't Spain, that's France.
Sorry, Baron, but with the Spanish war on, that's as close as the boys will go.
Yeah. Oh. All right. We're in Spain just the same. It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. They must have daylight saving here.
Yes.
Dawn break. And now, up pops the sun.
What?
I say up pops the sun.
Oh. But,
it's a wise son who knows his own pop.
Yeah. Well, you see something in there. Nobody knew about that.
But Christopher Columbus didn't even notice the coming of day. All night long, he'd been walking the floor.
Wait. What's that noise?
He's got on his heavy underwear.
Well, regardless, Baron, why dwell on how Columbus spent his night?
Why? Yes. Because so many people are interested.
Interested in what?
In the Knights of Columbus.
Oh, yes.
And now to scene two, the throne room in the Royal Court of Spain. The king dashes in all out of breath.
Come on.
I know, but what?
Dance in.
But why the vulgar boat song?
You come in Russian.
I come in Russian.
Yeah, you see?
Oh, the vulgar boat song.
Yeah, and now the queen is announced.
Oh, Queen Isabella of Spain.
Wait a second, Paul. What's the boo-hoo business? What are you weeping for?
It says on my part I'm a court crier.
Yeah. What, Paul? Hey, listen, the Baron makes the snappers. And now, Queen Isabella enters for her big zine with Columbus. Music for the Queen, please.
Red hot mama, sweetest girl in town.
Queen, huh?
Say, boy, don't try to guess the plot.
No.
Our Majesty, the Queen.
Wait a minute, Baron. Wait a minute. Why is she balancing that little magazine on her head?
That shows she's a queen.
That little magazine on her head shows she's a queen? Why?
It's a coronet.
Oh, yeah, the little magazine.
The little magazine, yeah.
And now she gracefully seats herself on her throne.
She must have had a heavy meal. Yes.
Your Majesty, there's a spy in your bathroom.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's he doing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Ah, that's no spy. That's the plumber.
And Christopher Columbus awaits without.
Without? Well, tell him to get dressed and come on in.
And so a simple sailor enters the Royal Court of Spain.
San Christopher Columbus.
Hello, Queenie. How's the kid?
The kid? Ah, I have no children.
Did I write that line?
Oh, but tell me, Chris, why do they call you the Great Explorer? Hmm?
It's the Russian in me. I'm always roaming off. Yeah. I killed that one.
But what is it you want?
What I want? I want 3 boats. I've got to discover America.
There are representatives to America, must be a man of courage, skill, and romance.
But listen, Queenie, I don't like that romance stuff. All I like is boats.
Yeah, but we have a tradition to uphold. You must be a Don Juan, a Casanova.
Hi, Claire.
I'll awaken romance in you. Send in my beautiful lady-in-waiting.
But yes, I friend. Don't like ladies who are waiting. Listen, I shall like boats.
You call for me, Your Majesty.
Yes, Cynthia, I want you to give Christopher Columbus here a lesson in love.
Well, he is hardly a Roberto Tolero or a Caco Gabellino, but I do my best. Now, first you will put your arms around me, then you will kiss me, and then you will hold me in your arms.
No, please. All I want is both.
And you're a sailor? Conchita, embrace him. Give him a thrill.
But listen, I don't want no thrill. All I want is both.
Come to my arms.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Stop it. Oh.
Well, look, if she can make you holler like that, Baron, you must be getting a thrill.
Oh. What, Charlie?
I say you must be getting a thrill.
Thrill nothing.
Well, what's the matter with you?
She's standing on my foot.
Oh, no.
Tommy Dorsey and the boys are swinging the Weary Blues. Thank you. We're now going to give you some inside dope on one of this week's important horse races. Right here in the studio, we have the horse that expects to win and his trainer, Hank. No, we can't tell you the horse's name. It would only upset the odds and make the other horses unhappy. Hank, will you escort your horse up to the microphone?
Easy now. Oh, where's the prairie flower?
Hank, they tell me you're very confident of winning tomorrow. Have you bet on your own horse?
Will we win? Have I bet? Pretty near all my Raleigh and Cool coupons are on that race. When we win, my horse and I plan to turn in those coupons for premium.
Well, which premium?
It's a moment, my friend. I'll ask my horse. Hey, what's the deal? Yes, just as I thought. My horse advises me to get either a set of cocktail glassware with a glass shaker, an ice pitcher, or that mighty fine-looking set of a night at community par plate silverware with a snappy sandwich tray.
Hank, I don't like to bring this up, but suppose you don't win.
Oh. Oh, yes, that's right, my little buttercup. We'd sure be broken-hearted, but we'd still have enough coupons left to get a Detecto bathroom scale.
Tell me, which brand do you smoke, Hank? You know, both Raleigh's and Cool's carry coupons.
Raleigh.
Did your horse say Raleigh's?
Yes, Raleigh's. Yes, right.
Well, they're a fine cigarette, marvelous flavor. Yet they don't cost any more than ordinary brands.
Go right here.
Also, you have a choice of plain ends or cork tips. Do you ever smoke Cools?
Sure. Sometimes my throat gets kind of worn down from yelling too much at my nag.
Well, that is a good time for you to smoke Cools.
Well, I guess you're right, my friend.
The mild menthol is soothing to your throat. Well, Hank, I hope you win and save your coupons. And, folks, get yourself a pack of Raleigh or Cools tomorrow and start saving your coupons.